the Muscle Detective. That's a big deal. Holland's Muscle Detective. She conquers chronic pain from within. Let's discuss this art. Catherine Kerber, we'll call you Kathy, CEO of Holland Somatics. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, Shelley. It's an honor to join you in studio today.
It's nice, vice versa. Let's get your word out, helping many in your own backyard with chronic pain and more. And they say, do they still say that 80% of us will have some type of neck or back pain in our lives?
Not only that, if you walk into Walgreens, you'll see that most of the shelves are full of pain relievers. Mm-hmm. And about 80% of all the pain we feel is in our muscles. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Let's first of all talk about you, Catherine Kerber. What's your background?
Oh, well, I started out in the corporate world, and I suffered from a lot of back pain because I grew up with scoliosis. Mm-hmm. I was told that I inherited it. I had one leg shorter than the other. There was nothing I could do to solve it. Mm-hmm. I would just have to learn to live with it. Mm-hmm. And about at the age of 39, I found someone who does what I do. Mm-hmm. And I went in for 8 sessions over 3 months. Not only did she correct my scoliosis, but my shorter leg was actually the same length as my other. It turned out that a muscle in my back held that other hip up higher, which made that leg seem shorter. So I shouldn't say she corrected my scoliosis because I corrected it. That's what makes us different. We actually teach you how to get your muscles into their normal working condition. So we retrain you. And actually, your brain holds most of the muscular tension. So when you release it in your own body, you can make lasting change.
So if I ask you the practical question of what do you do, I have you formerly a CEO of Holland Somatics, but what is this practical solution to conquering chronic pain?
You know, what's really wonderful is we have a very easy-to-understand program. We actually work with 3 different protocols. Mm-hmm. One is all muscles of the back, one is muscles of the belly, and the other is muscles of trunk rotation. Mm-hmm. So once you go through each of these 3 protocols, you start to reset your entire system, meaning you will use your muscles differently than you did before, but the most amazing thing people notice is when they stand up and they start walking, they say, "Wow, I feel like I'm standing up straighter, but I'm not trying." So the brain actually starts actually moving you differently when you release the muscle tension.
This brain-body connection of somatics, Kathy, is based upon neurophysiology, right? The science of how the brain, muscles, and skeleton interact?
That is correct. And when people study neurophysiology as scientists, they're usually in a lab looking at one-celled creatures under a microscope. Unfortunately, what they've learned hasn't translated into our medical world yet. We're trained to use neurophysiology to help people from the get-go. So what we do is very unique.
So what's the difference between, self-disclosed, I have physical therapy background, chiropractic work, what you do, this art of somatics?
Okay, so the number one thing is the person that is the client does the work. Most therapists do to you. So we teach them what to do. I will touch them. I will add a little bit of pressure when they're moving a muscle so they can feel it more. And then hopefully they will also feel the long, slow release. That's where the magic happens.
Yes. Do your guests, your clients, come to you after they've done their therapies, done their chiropractic work? Are they finally finding you?
Well, this is the thing. We are often the last ditch that somebody finds on the internet before a major surgery. And people have never heard of us. But when they type in last thing to try before knee replacement, somatics often comes up. So I never see easy patients, or I shouldn't say patients, clients. The people who come to me have been struggling often for decades.
Yes. And as you can self-admit, I think you had some back pain that was disabling. Once you're free of that, life has a different look.
Well, imagine. I did 8 sessions in 3 months in 1999. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had suffered with spasms that kept me in bed 4 to 5 days at a time. It's been since 1999. I still have not had another back spasm.
Thank you. How important is exercise in somatics or body mechanics or other ways that that your guests help themselves?
You know, when people come to us, the number one goal is to help them walk easier. Mm-hmm. We find that a lot of people have a very difficult way of walking that uses way more energy. Once you start releasing, you get your natural strength back. You start having a little twist in your waist. Your whole body moves when you walk. You feel like you're better.
Yes. Again, Catherine Kerbert with us, CEO of Holland Somatics, in to talk about her work as muscle detective that does assist with chronic pain relief from within. What's your equestrian focus?
Well, I had a situation in California before I moved back to Michigan where a lot of equestrians were coming to see me, and many of them had come off their horse. Some of them had had concussions, and after I started working with a lot of them, because they kept referring their friends, then I started going out to watch them ride their horses, and I started seeing how the horses actually suffered a bit if the equestrian wasn't sitting correctly, and the person on the saddle often didn't know they weren't sitting correctly because they had muscle tension.
I don't want those horses to suffer, that's for sure. Tell me more about... It's the HANA Somatic Education Training Program?
Yes.
And you're pretty unique, being one of the only certified practitioners in the Great Lakes region, I understand.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. So do you want to know about the training a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we do with our training is we are taught these three protocols. We practice them a lot because that is what we normally focus on. We also learn how to teach an 8-week series class, which ends up with a walking class. So people use the first 7 weeks to reset their major muscle tension. On the 8th session, we get them up on their feet and they do some walking. So it's really quite simple, and we have a homework protocol that we give the clients after each session. They add on to it as they go through. And most people say, I love your protocols. These are so nice, and they feel like a system approach. And then the homework just reinforces what they learn. So that's really what we learn in our training, as well as all the background behind neurophysiology and how the muscles react with the brain.
Yes. What's the similarity or difference between somatics and yoga or Tai Chi?
Well, you know, yoga and Tai Chi are also practices that work from within. They try to develop your inner awareness. Where we kind of differ from them is that we're not going to be getting into, like, when yoga goes into performance training where they're getting a little bit more athletic. Mm-hmm. But we also do diaphragmatic breathing like yoga. And the biggest difference in terms of the actual technique is that we do contract and release of muscle rather than stretching.
Yes. And you are located, obviously, in Holland.
I am, on Lakewood Boulevard.
Yes. With a couple minutes left, talk us through a typical interaction with the customer.
Okay. So the first session that somebody comes in to see me is really an important one because I really want to understand what got them to the point that they're at. Did they have accidents? Were they working at a computer desk for 30 years? You know, what are some of the things that have impacted what's going on for them? And then we'll assess their posture. I'll help them see what's going on in their body and brain just by how their body's being stood by their brain. People don't think about it that way, but it's really all about that. So once they see, oh yeah, that shoulder's higher than the other, sometimes they think it's the shoulder holding it up, but it's usually the opposite way. So that's where the muscle detective work comes in. And then what we'll do is I'll have them walk and we'll do a little bit of just basic, you know, movement so I can see if the shoulder goes up okay or if it, you know, just range of motion. And then we get to the table and I take them through the protocol and teach them their homework. And then they walk again.
Nice. And you said this is often fixable or controlled in 4 to 8 visits?
Since I got back to Michigan, most people are pretty much done in 4 to 6 sessions.
Thank you for that. And you brought in a pie.
Yes. There's a lot of blueberries out in Holland.
Okay. I didn't know if that had anything to do with, you know, blueberries are healthy for us.
And so I'll tell you, the one thing that I love about my work is I don't tell people what not to eat or what to eat.
Oh.
It's only about muscle.
Yeah. And that's true. That serves as your niche. Well, final words from you, if we can, Kathy.
Well, you know, I would like people to give this a try. And if you're not sure if this is right for you, come in for a free 20-minute consultation. I'll be happy to show you the basics behind it and see if this would work for you.
Great. All right. How do we find out more information?
A good way to start is to go to my website, HollandSOMATICS.com, and there's a contact form, and you can send me an email through that.
I love it. Again, another inspirational story where you changed your career, you entered this training program, and you certainly haven't looked back, and your passion is evident. So keep on helping others.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy.
Thank you
Kirby,
so much.
You're quite
Shelley.
Welcome. Take care to you, and let's go after that pie.
All right.
Take care.